And you will be married someday, too. Really married, I mean.
Somehow, she said mournfully, that doesn't seem so attractive to me. Right now.
You'll change your mind. And they stood there, looking at each other for a wordless moment. Gladiah said,
I've never thanked you.
Bailey said, it was only my job.
You'll be going back to Earth now, won't you?
Yes.
I'll never see you again.
Probably not. But don't feel badly about that. In 40 years at most, I'll be dead and you won't look a bit different from the way you do now. Her face twisted.
Don't say that.
It's true. She said rapidly, as though forced to change the subject.
It's all true about Jothan Liebig, you know.
I know. Other roboticists went over his records and found experiments toward unmanned intelligent spaceships. They also found other robots with replaceable limbs. Gladiah shuddered.
Why did he do such a horrible thing, do you suppose?
He was afraid of people. He killed himself to avoid personal presence, and he was ready to kill other worlds to make sure that Solaria and its personal presence taboo would never be touched.
How could he feel so, she murmured, when personal presence can be so very...
Again a silent moment while they faced each other at 10 paces. Then Gladiah cried suddenly,
Oh, Elijah, you'll think it abandoned of me.
Think what abandoned?
May I touch you? I'll never see you again, Elijah.
If you want to. Step by step, she came closer, her eyes glowing, yet looking apprehensive too. She stopped 3 feet away, then slowly, as though in a trance, she began to remove the glove on her right hand. Bailey started a restraining gesture.
Don't be foolish, Gladiah.
I'm not afraid,
said Gladiah. Her hand was bare. It trembled as she extended it. And so did Bailey's as he took her hand in his. They remained so for one moment, her hand a shy thing, frightened as it rested in his.